You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Millions of years ago, before the human race existed, an adventure began. An adventure that ultimately leads man to confront his own destiny in an odyssey of exploration.
Here's what started the whole thing.
Well,
we thought it might be the upper part of some buried structure, so we excavated out on all sides.
And what's more, it seems to have been deliberately buried.
A shrieking monolith, deliberately buried by an alien intelligence, starts man on a mission 500 million miles into space. With three of its five crew asleep in hibernation, spacecraft Discovery 1 voyages towards Jupiter. Controlling the mission is a talking computer known as Hal.
Hal, you're the brain and central nervous system of the ship. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Raymer. No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
In the first year of the 21st century, there is strange and wondrous beauty, startling experiences that jolt and mystify, and the danger of complete obliteration.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
And now, your journey is just beginning.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'll tell you, you know, I can't sleep half the time, and so I didn't sleep good last night, so I was kind of in a fog when I got up this morning, and nothing wakes you up more than to find out that your phone doesn't work, that your cable doesn't work, and I was even thinking of getting rid of my cell phone the other day. I really was, because I never use it, and I'm telling you, it's a good thing I didn't, because I needed to use my cell phone today to make phone calls, so I am telling you, nothing wakes you out of a fog than to realize nothing's working. And, of course, now we're having a problem with the electricity in the house, so something shorted out and a wire burnout, and that's a whole nother story. So, anyway, life is always exciting. It's always a challenge. It's just another day in the neighborhood, right? Anyway, now we are going to venture into the 21st century. We have blown past 2001. For those of you who remember this, 2001 Space Odyssey, remember when that movie came out? I do, and it was like this, wow, you know. Well, here we are, and we're being wowed every day. Listen, advertise your business or service. Get in touch with us, republicbroadcasting.org. Find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. Get involved, do something, make a donation, support our advertisers, buy our products, do something. You can't do nothing because nothing isn't working. Listen, my name is Maggie Rodden. I'll be right back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. Dr. Powell is going to join me. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of my...
Berkshire. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And, you know, I was thinking about that theme song I played. And you know what? The UN says that they need to retool the world's economy, right, for sustainability. Well, I was thinking about that. And, you know, can you imagine? I think what they really – well, they want to retool us right back into the Dark Ages. And I was thinking maybe we could go back in a point in time where, like, the cavemen and all you did was grunt. I mean, pretty soon, really, when you think about it, what are you going to need language for, right? I know I'm losing it today, but sometimes you just can't take it anymore, can you? Really, I'm telling you, can you take it anymore? We'll just be grunting to what? Oh, boy, I'll tell you on that note. I guess I should bring my guest up. My guest this morning. Is Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell? And she and I can... Oh, boy. She and I can... Oh, we can grunt together here and talk about how they want to drive us back into the Dark Ages and we can all live in caves. So, anyway, welcome to the show, Dr. Powell. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you, Maggie? You've got the giggles this morning.
I do. I do. I'm telling you, everything is upside down, isn't it? It really is. Everything is upside down.
Absolutely. Alice in Wonderland.
I know. You know, I recommend to everybody, well, actually, I might play it the second hour, so I'm not going to talk about it now, but I had seen this article on the internet about the UN planning to retool our world economy, and of course we know what that means, so we'll just have to practice grunting, I guess. Dr. Powell. But anyway, let's talk about water and your article that you had written. I don't believe we have had an opportunity to talk about the Law of the Sea Treaty. I don't recall that, and I was looking back at the different shows you had been on with me, and I don't think we've had a chance to talk about that yet, even though, and I think you know this, I think you and I were talking about this, but even though they say now that water isn't a good way to quench one's thirst anymore, they want to try to talk you into drinking less water, because when your body's telling you it's thirsty, well, water isn't the solution for that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Isn't it? It really is. But let's talk about the article you had written a few weeks ago, or not too long ago, actually a week or so ago, on the Law of the Sea Treaty, because people really need to understand what's going on with the attack on their water, if we could, too, please. And hold the grunts, will you, Dr.
I'll try.
You know, I haven't mastered that level of communication yet, so...
I haven't gotten the giggles yet, but who knows?
Oh, well, it's
maybe
just
contagious.
One of those days, you know? Oh, boy.
Well, this is, incidentally, the acronym of this Law of the Sea Treaty is LOST.
Oh, and we are, too, aren't we?
And we are pretty lost, and if we adopt this, we're going to be losing our sovereignty at sea. So it's pretty apt. This time it really fits LOST, Law of the Sea Treaty. Actually, this thing was adopted in 1982, and initially they called it the Third United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS 3. And they wanted to have a set of detailed rules that would control the oceans, and of course they would be in charge, and it would replace the 1958 version of it, which was called UNCLOS 1, and the 1960 version, UNCLOS 2. And surprisingly, the European community and 162 countries have joined the convention. Surprise, surprise. EU tends to join just about everything. When was this negotiated? Well, it was negotiated in the 1970s, and it was heavily influenced by this new international economic order that we've been talking about, and people have been telling us that we have a tinfoil hat on. And it's a set of economic principles that were advanced by, who else, United Nations. They had a conference on trade and development in the 70s and 80s, and they called for the redistribution of wealth to the benefit, of course, of third world countries. And again, we're not surprised. President Ronald Reagan, who was a very, very wise man, rejected the treaty in 1982 because it demanded transfer of technology and wealth from developed countries to developing nations, including regulations and laws that would control ocean pollution. I personally don't object to having some form of control of ocean pollution. Of course, otherwise people would go crazy, dump everything into the ocean, which they do anyway. And it also established jurisdictional limits on oceans, which included that each country had a 12-mile territorial limit from their shores and a 200-mile exclusive economic zone limit. So we could do certain things in this 200-mile zone limit. And the treaty wanted to regulate any kind of economic activity on water, underneath the ocean surface, pretty much anything involving water. How should I say this kindly? Because we have the best Navy, nobody can really tell us so far where we can or cannot go in the ocean. So it would be a moot point for us to even be part of this. But that may change in the future. In spite of all the pros and cons, in March 2004, the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee recommended by unanimous vote that we sign this treaty. And I brought into my article two views, one by Senator Mike Lee from Utah. He is a Republican, obviously, for full disclosure. I put the person's party affiliation. He's a member of the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, on water and power. He opposes the law of the sea treaty, this loft, on several grounds, including what I mentioned earlier, that we will lose our sovereignty. Well, to ratify any kind of treaty, the president needs a two-thirds majority vote from the Senate. And according to the same Senator Mike Lee, treaties must represent our economic and security interests. Well, since nothing has been affected for us because we have such a powerful Navy, why should we ratify this treaty? Because losing national sovereignty and then giving mandatory dispute resolution to the United Nations or some organization that they appoint, that means that we would actually be losing quite a bit. And how so? Well, the United Nations has established a group or committee called the Authority. Don't you love the term, the Authority?
Oh, I know.
Which has the power to distribute any kind of international royalties to any kind of countries that are landlocked and are developing. So, hypothetically, if a company has invested hundreds and hundreds and billions of dollars into an idea, they have to give a portion of their wealth to countries such as, and I quoted Somalia, Sudan, and Cuba, and I wasn't picking on them, but I just kind of, it was a direct quote, so I had to use them. So why would we have to do that? Well, the opposing view of this is Senator Mark Begich of Alaska. I'm not sure if listeners are familiar with, his father was also a public servant, and he disappeared in Alaska in that infamous Alaska Triangle.
Oh, okay.
And they never found him, and I think they launched the biggest search and rescue in history of the United States because he disappeared, and I believe it was the, I don't know, the majority leader maybe in the Senate, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, there were three very important people, and they disappeared without a trace in this Alaskan Triangle, which is similar to the Bermuda Triangle. Apparently there's a lot of magnetic pull and activity in that area, and many, many airplanes and ships have disappeared without a trace. So anyway, after they mounted the biggest search and rescue in history, they never found anything of him. But anyway, that's his father. So this Senator Mark Begich, who is a Democrat in Alaska, he's the chairman of the Subcommittee on Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and Coast Guard, and he supports the ratification of the Law of the Sea Treaty, or LOST. He believes that this treaty is going to give us rules to handle future underwater minerals, gas, and oil exploration, whatever we can find, and shipping on new water routes. But his support is predicated on the fact, and this is what bothered me, that the Arctic ice pack had melted for the last few years, and it's predicated on the fact that it will continue to melt. But as we've seen in recent times, it has actually frozen over. So I don't quite agree completely with his theory.
Well, not only that, Dr. Powell, exactly when we're all grunting, living in caves, exactly what things will we be shipping?
Maybe hunting spears?
I don't know. No, that's not allowed. We'll be right back. We've got to go to break. I'm hearing the cue music. It's not too loud for some reason. I don't know. Maybe he'll tear it up in the studio. But anyway, everybody, listen. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell, and we're talking about living in caves again and having all these wonderful treaties to guide us on our voyage.
That is really funny, Maggie.
Well, we need to be guided, don't we? We just couldn't figure things out on our own. We need assistance.
Yeah, you better hurry up and go on that cruise. Just make sure you don't go on an Italian cruise close
to
Rome.
Right? I know it, huh? Oh, boy, I'll tell you. So knowing that they want to reclassify, I believe this is the EPA that wants to reclassify water as moistures now to include like the dew on the grass and that kind of stuff, where do you think that's going to fit in with all of this law of the sea treaty stuff? What types of impacts, Dr. Powell, will this law of the sea treaty and the what are some of the ramifications of this?
Well, basically, they want to regulate the fishing industry. They want to regulate any kind of movement on the ocean, period. And they want to control the exploitation of minerals on the ocean and fossil fuels and also military movement of ships. Well, according to the Heritage Foundation, the innocent passage to an area is already protected under multiple independent treaties as well as international treaties. So we really don't need any more regulation. This is just another form of, you know, regulatory power, but this time not coming from our own federal government, but coming from the United Nations forcing our government to accept this. There are a few countries that deny passage to the U.S. because we have naval superiority. And under the Law of the Sea Treaty, intelligence and submarine maneuvers in territorial waters would be restricted and regulated. So it is not in the national security interest of the United States to ratify this treaty, and that's the conservative point of it. But Senator Mark Begich says that only if we ratify this treaty can we protect the freedom of navigation to advance our commercial and national security interests. Well, nothing has stopped us so far other than dealing with the pirates in Somalia. For some reason, we don't seem to be allowed to shoot them. Whatever happened to we should do what we used to do to the Barbary pirates.
Boys, okay, they're misunderstood young boys.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's all.
We should do to them what we used to do to the Barbary pirates in northern Africa. But anyway, that's a different story.
Yes, it is a different story. And we don't want facts to get into the way of anything here. We don't want to go back to the past to give us an idea of what we should be looking at, looking for, or doing today, do we?
No, that's true. There are some proponents of the treaty, and I mentioned that in my article, who believe that if we ratify it, then we will have an exact system of property rights for mineral extraction in the deep seabeds, making the investment in such ventures more attractive. Well, I don't think investments are predicated on ratifying a treaty. I think people are going to invest regardless if there is something to be gotten from the ocean. So I think it's just the third world nation benefiting from this, and that's who is pushing it at the United Nations. The President Reagan objected to the principle of common heritage of mankind, which dictates that marine resources belong to all mankind and cannot be exploited by one nation.
There you go. Now, you can't eat a fish today because someone may not have that fish to eat tomorrow because you ate it today. So
exactly. Anyway, you know, it's another form of spreading the wealth, and the UN authority of that committee I told you that they appointed must regulate and exploit mineral resources by asking companies to pay an application fee, which initially was $500,000, and they thought, oh, that's a little bit obscene. So they recently changed it to $250,000, and to reserve an extra site for the authority to utilize its own mining efforts. So let the third world countries, after they get all this money from the rich countries, then they can start exploiting their own. And the corporation also has to pay an annual fee of $1 million and up to 7% of its annual profits and share its mining and navigational technology. Well, if I'm going to develop the technology, if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. I'm not going to share. That's how it works.
Listen, Dr. Powell, you got to get with the program now. You're being unjust. You're being unfair. You got to share. Didn't they teach you how to share when you were in kindergarten, Dr. Powell?
Well, life is not fair, okay?
Well, they're going to make it so.
Yeah, you cannot make it so just because you think so.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the same authority is going to grant mining permits or withhold mining permits, this almighty authority, which is composed, by the way, I looked it up, of mostly developing countries. So, and if you have any kind of maritime dispute involving fishing, environmental protection, navigation, you have to resolve it in a UN court. You cannot go to your own country's court. So, basically,
Hold that thought on courts. We've got to go to a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Dr. Powell is my guest. We'll be back to do a little more grunting. Back in three.
Ha ha ha.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Are you really in the heat? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering?
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest this morning. IleanaJohnson.com is her website. And somebody wrote in, Dr. Powell, they wanted to know what I was smoking, or is that laughing gas? And I'm going to tell them, listen, I'm smoking reality, and it's blowing my mind, okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I couldn't hear anything. I don't know if I had my mic turned down. Anyway, let's go back to the reality of what they're doing with this lost in space treaty.
Yeah, Lost in Space. I remember the show.
So do I. Danger, danger, danger.
Danger.
I'm telling you, though, that speaking of space, now, doesn't Newt Gingrich want to have a little community on, I don't know, what's he talking about, Mars or the moon or something? So
yeah,
maybe.
Like that.
Yeah, huh? So maybe, I don't know, maybe he's the man. And he could get us out of this nightmare, and we could blast off into another nightmare, huh?
I don't know. Isn't he the only one who recognized that Agenda 21 even exists of all the candidates?
Oh, he had a hand in it. He just said that. It's a big hustle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, he advertised with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's just a big faker. He's one of those fakers up on stage. He's a good actor, though. He truly is, isn't he? A lot of Academy Awards to be had here with our politicians, pretending they're the friend of the common man. Ain't nothing common about us, though. Anyway, go ahead, Doctor.
So, going back to our lost treaty, the Laws of the Sea, what's very upsetting is that we would have to, if we had some kind of fight with another country, we would have to defer the dispute to this United Nations authority via a UN court or tribunal. In other words, we could not be autonomous and go to our own country or our own court. So we would lose that legal authority. And what's interesting, according to the United Nations Agenda 21, national sovereignty, in their view, is deemed as social injustice. So United Nations treaties and programs want to force social justice through socialist communist redistribution of wealth from developed nations like ours to third world countries. And this is just another way of doing so, this Law of the Sea treaty, this lost. So right now the provisional signing of it, as I said, has expired in 1998, and they're looking at renewing it and ratifying the treaty definitely. So we'll see what's going to happen. The committee recommended the ratification, so we'll see what the Senate does, if there will be a two-thirds majority agreeing to this.
Even if they don't ratify it, they'll implement it anyway. It doesn't make any difference. You know what I mean? This is all, they're just going through the motions. They got to do something when they show up and get on the floor of the Congress. They got to have something to do while they're there. Right?
Well,
otherwise they'd just be sitting there like bumps on a log. So they got to make it look good. They got to put on a couple of acts of the play. You know,
they don't seem to have much teeth lately because, speaking, I'm changing the topic a little bit.
Sure,
but
go ahead.
With this, green energy that our president is pushing, they haven't been able to stop all this waste of money on various green energy endeavors, and they have guaranteed loans of billions of dollars to various companies. And after Solyndra, after its bankruptcy out of Fremont, California, the president promised to double up on its efforts. And here we had three more companies that have bitten the dust recently. Evergreen Energy, a developer of alternative fuel products, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy in Delaware on January 23rd this year. And
you know what? You saying Obama's doubling down, you know what that kind of reminds me of? I knew this stockbroker who was selling penny stocks. He was selling toilet paper, really. But they were penny stocks. And he used to say, he would tell people, listen, you don't want to be an old person eating day-old bread and brown bananas, do you? So double up, buy more. If the stock's dropping like a lead balloon, that's okay. Now's the time to buy more of it. So there you go. He's doubling up on trying to prevent us from eating day-old bread and brown bananas when we're old, Dr. House. So don't worry about it. He's on the right track.
Yeah. So here's, and Congress doesn't seem to be doing anything to stop it at all. I mean, these people are in, you know, serious trouble. They don't have any more financing, and they have a subsidiary in China making K-fuel. K-fuel is a process of refining coal before they burn it to increase energy density and to make it more efficiently during combustion, because they say it reduces greenhouse gas emissions. So here we are on the same train of greenhouse being detrimental to our environment, and it has not been proven. They're split 50-50. The solar flares seem to be an issue, and as a matter of fact, all this global warming has stopped in 1997, as recent data has shown. They've had over 30,000 stations taking temperature readings across the globe, and the temperature warming has stopped, and apparently the sun is going to go through a series of cooling in the next 50 years or so, which means that we will have shorter food growing season. So we do need CO2, most definitely.
We need more of it, huh?
Right. And aside from that, here's another one. The Solyndra bit the dust. Then the Beacon had about $47 million in debt, and it had built a $69 million power plant in New York with loans from the U.S. Department of Energy. And then the third one was Enerone Inc., which manufactured lithium-ion batteries for electric cars. They filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Manhattan, and they claimed heavy competition from Toyota, China, and Korea, and the fact that a major customer from Norway had demised. I think it was Think Global, Norway Think Global. Well, NR1 had received a $118.5 million grant, again, from the Department of Energy, and the company is $90.5 million in debt. And, of course, who wants batteries for electric cars? I mean, look at the Volt. It catches on fire most of the time. And I think last month they only sold 609 Volts for the entire month.
Dr. Powell, the fact that the car is going to catch on fire while you're in it is just a minor detail.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, there's nothing to see here. Just move along, okay? You can't worry about anything like dying and your car setting on fire or starting on fire. So you can't worry about those kinds of things. Those are not relevant, okay? You got to get to the heart of the matter, and it isn't that.
Yeah.
That's not important. Social justice.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Retooling the world economy for sustainability, that's what's important.
Yeah, going back to the cave.
yeah, right? Exactly. We got to practice our grunting, that's all.
And then there's a fourth company, Ammonix Inc., which manufactures solar power panels from a facility, a factory in Nevada, and they received $5.9 billion in stimulus money, and they just announced they will cut 200 employees from the Las Vegas factory 7 months after opening it. So it appears that producing all this green, clean, renewable energy is not so cheap after all, or affordable. But they're not giving up. And you know the infamous University of East Anglia climactic research that had previously released all the faulty data, and they have hidden the true nature of temperature changes.
Yeah.
They have come out recently, along with the Meteorological Office in England, in the UK. They confirmed that the rising trend in world temperatures ended in 1997. Apparently for the next 50 years, there's going to be a grand, as they call it, a grand minimum of output from the sun. So as I said earlier, we will probably have cooler summers and much colder winters, and we won't be able to grow food as long as we have before. The food growing season will be shortened, and if we're cutting too much CO2, we need CO2 for plant life. These people are insane.
Yeah, they are insane, but they don't care about that, because listen, now just like they said in this article that they need to retool the world for sustainability, Dr. Powell, the world can no longer afford to ignore the environmental cost of economic growth. And they must redefine the very concept of national wealth.
It's all about power and control. It's not about global warming. It's not about the economy. It's about power and control of a few people forcing social justice, environmental justice, on the rest of us. I found an interesting quote, speaking of our Congress being so toothless, being unable to do anything that they were elected to do. There was a gentleman named G.K. Chesterton. He lived in between 1874 and 1936. He was a prolific English writer, and he did a lot of other things, inventor. He was a great Renaissance man. He had an interesting quote that I think fits perfectly to what's going on today in Congress. He said, quote, "The whole world has divided itself into conservatives and progressives. The business of progressives is to go on making mistakes. The business of conservatives is to prevent mistakes from being corrected. End of quote. Doesn't that fit our Congress to a T?
Yes, yes, it does. Hey, you can't. Can you take it anymore? Sometimes you just can't take this craziness anymore. You know, and honestly, you really can't. It's just madness. Listen, we've got a caller, Dr. Powell, so let's grab this caller real quick. Glenn in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Glenn.
Go ahead. Oh, he's practicing grunting. We should learn that language. Let's grunt with him.
We know, like you disparage grunting. Narrative prose, overrated.
Listen, you're using too many syllables. Those are too many syllables in those words you're choosing, Glenn. Go back. One syllable grunts is only that's all that's allowed. It's unjust if you can use words that have two syllables. So
narrative prose, overrated. Anyway,
yeah, there you go, huh?
Actually, I was going to say about the UN. The UN has done a wonderful job of promoting in the mind of most Americans that it's just a bunch of ineffectual Keystone Cops who can't get anything done. Wow,
they're all
the
about
time,
peace. That's what they they're all
the idea that it's a laughingstock that doesn't accomplish anything, while all the while they've been getting things written on paper that, you know, are going to enslave the whole world and turn them into the de facto global legislature.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I agree, Glenn. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
And is there not also a Treaty of the Skies, I believe?
I don't know. I have not heard of that.
I believe there is, because I've heard about it in reference to the chemtrails and such, you know, that, like, it says, like, the trick is that they get them to agree that they won't mess with, they get the countries to agree that they won't mess with each other's skies, but meanwhile they can dump stuff on their own populations or something like that. But
I think I've heard of something like that, Glenn, in reference to who owns the airways and the space, and yes, there is something.
And of course they're doing, you know, the same thing with frequencies and FCC and frequency allocations and all that sort of thing. So, I think it's just this trick of getting people to be apathetic. Like, if they're just a bunch of Keystone Cops, you don't have to worry about them. They're not going to get anything done anyway. And I think that's the same thing they did with eliminating the draft. Nothing has encouraged apathy about America's military antics as much as getting rid of the draft. Because when your kid isn't in peril of being drafted, you don't really care if you think tomorrow's going to be like yesterday and your lifestyle's going to be going on just fine. I think that, like, the elimination of the draft was the single greatest thing they did to encourage apathy among Americans on military matters. And then
I think you got a good point there, Glenn.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Leaves
the military open to be manipulated by entities like NATO and the UN, and nobody cares. I think about the history of this international community concept, how they've used the world wars and everything. This whole internationalism thing, probably, you know, if you look back to the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War One, which so burdened Germany and that sort of thing, that was one of the first times you see major international control of countries. And then, you know, at the end of World War Two, they have the Nuremberg trials, so you have this judicial international authority concept, you know, being applied, and then the advent of the UN in 1948, and that, you know, so we've had this creeping development of the quote international community as an authority, you know. So now they do it with treaty law that supposedly supersedes the national laws, but the deception about that is, our Congress, for example, does have the authority to override and abrogate treaties, but we can't get them to do anything.
Well, even our Constitution says that's the supreme law of the land. Nothing overrides the supreme law of the land, which is our Constitution.
Right, but the line that they use is that treaty law supersedes national law, and we signed a treaty, and therefore your Bill of Rights don't matter because you know, your constitutional rights don't matter because we have a treaty here. And, certainly, you know, if we could get our Congress to do anything and stand up and enforce anything, you know, like they're, you know, if we could get them to go after some of these people who committed egregious crimes and actually enforce something rather than tolerating them coming before Senate committees and hearings and telling them to go pound sand because they're going to do whatever they want and they think they're untouchable, well, then they win.
But if
we can somehow hold the feet of the Congress to the fire and say, look, you guys are supposed to be an enforcement body with regard to this stuff, and you're supposed to stand up for the nation. And, you know, when someone like Holder or Geithner or Bernanke or something gets out of line, you call them to task, and then you enforce, you know, law.
On that note, listen, Glenn, I'm going to thank you for calling. We're going to break. Thanks for calling, Glenn. Hey, everybody, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is my guest. Don't change that dial. We'll be back in three.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell is with me. Dr. Powell, comments on what Glenn was saying and final thoughts? We got a couple more minutes left before you're going to say, you're going to grunt goodbye.
On many points, there are so many egregious crimes that are no longer being punished in this country, and I don't understand why. It seems that the law goes after law-abiding citizens or little people like you and me. And to illustrate the point, this happened recently in Arizona. there seems to be an army of attorney with endless supplies of money to defend ridiculous points that fly in the face of the Constitution. But this particular case is about a lady who is trying to run for office in Phoenix or in somewhere in Arizona, not in Phoenix, in Yuma, Arizona, I'm sorry, and she does not speak English at all. And there was a social linguist expert who administered her three different tests, and she has no comprehension, reading or listening or speaking ability of English, and she's a graduate of a high school, which is a different story, how she ever got a diploma from a high school in America that does not speak English. When she
does
not
speak grunt.
English. Right. Maybe she grunts well. But here's the legal argument for that. Quote, state law requires elected officials to know English, but Cabrera's attorneys claim the law does not define proficiency in the language, end of quote. So I guess all you have to do is grunt.
I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up.
No, you can't. How in the world is she going to represent constituents? Let's say she can represent the Spanish-speaking ones, the illegal ones, but what about those who are American citizens and speak English?
Listen,
going
you're just
grunt
a hater
for
and a racist, Dr. Powell, that's all.
Yeah, I'm such a racist. All. No, not really. I'm a foreigner myself, and I'm not a racist, but anyway, it's absolutely unbelievable, and it appears that she may win her case.
Yeah,
they're
right?
going to have to hire a translator for her. She wants to be a local representative, and she wants to have a translator every day. Those are very, very expensive. Why should taxpayers have to foot the bill? She needs to learn English.
Well, listen now, Dr. Powell. I've got a song for you. I like to be in America. Everything free in America. Remember that song? Okay
yeah.
With me in America. Color TV in America. There you go. That's all you need to know is that there's a free lunch to be had in the good old U.S. S.A.
Yeah.
That's all.
Unfortunately, but, you know, I'm a foreigner, and I immigrated here with nothing, and I was expected to learn, and I expected of myself to learn English and take the opportunity that was offered to me and be the best that I can be. And unfortunately, liberals come in the way with their armies of lawyers with lots of money, and they take up these ridiculous causes that defy our Constitution and common sense.
Yep, they really do. Common
sense. If they can twist the language to their advantage, they will do it shamelessly.
Yes, they will. There is no shame, Dr. Powell. None whatsoever anymore. None at all. Anyway, on that note, thanks for joining me again today. I'm glad you're a good sport. And, don't mind grunting along with me, Dr. Powell.
Thank you, Maggie. It was so much fun today. Until next time.
Okay. Take care, Dr. Powell. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in 60 short seconds. Don't change that dial. Grunting will commence in 60 seconds.